from the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Keb Moe with More Than One Way Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home that you heard as our theme song, the opening of our radio show. And special thanks to our producer, Heather Epps, for coming up with all of these great home theme songs that we're now playing at the beginning of our radio show. And if you would like to request a home theme song to play at the beginning of our radio show, visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song. And if we play your request, we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. And our producer Heather Epps tells us that it's always a challenge to find a home theme song. So if there's something that you haven't heard, if you would like to hear, go to our Facebook page, Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page, and we will send you a free t-shirt if we use your song. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Show, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning, and we're very proud to have Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with James Guerin with Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning. How are you doing, James?
Great, Tim. How are you today?
Good. James, take a moment and tell everybody about Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, we're Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been in business here in Charleston since 1979. We are a full-service heating and air conditioning company. Installation, service, maintenance, all of your HVAC needs.
Gotcha. So so this time of year, with it being summer weather, I'll bet you and your the technicians at Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning are keeping very, very busy.
Very, very busy.
Gotcha. What kinds of issues are you finding homeowners calling Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning about?
One of the main issues right now this week is due to the extreme heat. Sometimes when you get 110 heat index values, most systems in this area will not keep up and still keep the home cold at, say, 70 degrees where some people like it to be.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So they've got their thermostat set maybe at 65, but the temperature inside the house is reading maybe 80 or thereabouts.
80, maybe down to 77, 75 in some cases.
Right. Gotcha. When that happens, it might not be the system's fault. It might be a sign that the house is not as insulated, as well insulated as that maybe it should be. Is that correct?
That is correct. Also, definitely something that homeowners can look at as well as their insulation.
Are there any tricks that you could tell our listeners, like when we do have these really hot days that may last a week or so, and in the summertime, you know, it's normal for it to be about 90 degrees, but when it is real warm, I mean, should they crank their AC down real early in the morning or overnight to kind of compensate for the fact that it's the temperature inside the house is going to rise during the day?
Really, they need to just set it where they're comfortable and just leave it there. One of the main things is they want to keep that cool air in that home as long as possible with the extreme heat outside, such as limiting the number of times you enter and exit the home, opening and closing exterior doors, close the blinds on the windows, shades on the windows, anything to try to keep that direct sunlight from penetrating that home.
Gotcha. And if a house has more than one system, should they run one system more than the other, or the upstairs versus the downstairs?
No, generally, just keep them both at the comfortable setting that is comfortable for them, and they should be fine.
Gotcha. What happens when that air conditioner decides something goes wrong with it? They call Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning. Is that something that I've always wondered about the maintenance agreements, whether it's better to have a maintenance agreement or just wait until the system quits working to have you folks out to make a repair?
It's better to have a maintenance agreement because sometimes you can foresee major problems happening later down the road, and mm-hmm. you can prevent those problems from happening.
Gotcha. What does a Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning technician do when someone signs up for a maintenance agreement?
On every preventative maintenance, of course, the freon levels is checked and monitored in the system. All of the coils are checked and cleaned if needed. All of their motors are checked, all of their electrical components, the voltage, amp draws, every aspect of the system, all the wiring connections, everything is checked for functionality and operation.
So, and that's done usually like in the spring and fall before it gets warm or before it gets cold?
Typically in the spring and fall is normally when most people have them done, yes.
Okay. And so if Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning came out to a house that had a maintenance agreement in the springtime, you might be able to notice in advance that maybe the freon level is too low, that it needs a little bump.
Exactly. And a lot of times take care of a small problem before the heat of the summer comes, and they'll already be prepared for it. Sometimes you can prevent costly repairs down the road, such as a compressor problem due to a freon leak. So the leak could be addressed, and then you could avoid a potential compressor problem down the road.
For homeowners who might not have a maintenance agreement, what should they do? Is it okay for the grass to grow up high around the unit outside, or should they keep that trim? Is there anything that they could do to clean those coils, or anything to do it yourself kind of thing?
Yes, they can. They can take a water hose and they can wash the fins down on their coils outside. Definitely important to keep the vegetation from growing up inside the units and blocking the airflow from the coil. Also, they have condensate drain lines on the exterior of the home, and it's important to keep those clear and free of vegetation so they don't become clogged and your drains cannot drain. Could cost you a costly problem later on down the road with water damage.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that you face this with a lot of homeowners where Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning comes out to make a repair, and at what point do you recommend that a homeowner maybe replaces their heating and air conditioning unit versus maybe having it repaired?
A couple different things to take into consideration for that. One would be the age of the system, how much life expectancy do they have left in it, what are the costs of the repairs they're looking at the time, as far as will it be worth putting that type of money into a system that's already that old, or should they invest in a new system to, recoup their investment for another 10 years down the road. Mm-hmm. And also look at that existing system to see what the efficiency is versus going with a newer, higher efficiency system, which could recoup some of their investment at long term.
Mm-hmm. How long does a I guess it's the is it the condenser that's the compressor that's outside the house?
Typically, yes, sir.
Okay, how long does a typical system air heating air conditioning system how long should it last a homeowner?
With proper maintenance, the average life expectancy of a heating and air system is generally 10 to 12 years.
10 to 12 years. Is that lower because we live on the coast and we've got salty air, or maybe it's a little more extreme here because of the humidity and the heat?
Yes, they do seem to get worked a lot harder in the summertime here, that's for sure.
Okay. And so people should expect to now when they replace the compressor outside, that's you're not having to replace like all the ductwork and everything like that. It might not be a complete system overhaul that's being replaced, right?
That's true. Many times the ductwork does not have to be replaced. There are on occasions other times that maybe a duct system is leaking, and which could be your main culprit as well. You could put a new system with it, but if you still have an old leaky duct system, then you're not going to gain all of your efficiency out of that system.
What is a typical high efficiency? How do you differentiate? With the R value or actually, it's not the R value. That's for insulation. For air conditioning, it's based on what?
Actually, that would be the SEER rating.
SEER rating, right? Okay. So how does the SEER rating work?
Generally, for each SEER that you go up, you save about 5% in energy savings on that system.
So what would be the lowest SEER rating that you can purchase? And I would guess that would be the least expensive option, right?
Right. The minimum SEER rating you can receive in our part of the country is 14 SEER.
14. Okay. And that's interesting because I remember when I bought a house near Hampton Park, my first house ever, I got a high efficiency unit, and that was a 12 SEER, and that was considered a high efficiency unit at that time. And they don't even make those, or they don't sell them here on the coast. So the lowest SEER level is a 14. And what would the highest be? The most high efficiency unit?
The highest now is typically up to around 25 SEER.
25. Okay, so 25, I would guess, is going to be more expensive. Is it worth it to go with the highest efficiency heating and air conditioning system?
It is in some cases, but you also have to look at the home that it's going in. How well insulated is it? What type of windows does it have? Because if you spend all of that money on a super high efficiency system and install it into a home that has major air leaks, you know, through windows, poor insulation, you're not gaining all of the benefits for the money that you're paying for that system.
Gotcha. What is a typical SEER rating system that Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning usually sells people?
Typically, most people choose to go around 15 to 16 SEER.
15.
That is to get the most bang for their buck, so to say.
Mm-hmm. And do you folks recommend a heat pump or gas packs?
I recommend heat pumps, just my own personal preference. The AC is going to, air conditioner part of it is going to work the same, whether it's a gas system or a heat pump system. It's just going to change the heating cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, if someone is used to gas heat, they want to stay with gas heat because it is a drier, warmer heat in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. That's my preference. I like the gas. And if you're hooked up to natural gas in the Charleston area, it makes a lot of sense because it's a lot less expensive than buying the electricity to run that heat pump. And it just like you said, there's just something about that warmth that comes from gas. But that's a personal preference, just like you said. Well, how can folks get more information about Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning?
Well, they can check our website out on the internet at www.smithshvac.com. They can come to our office at 4759 Franchise Street in North Charleston, and they can give us a call at 843-552-3772.
And very quickly, how many crews does Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning typically have on the street?
Typically at this time, we're running about 40 crews.
40? 40?
40.
That's impressive. Wow. Good deal. All right. Well, if you have a problem, give Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning a call. And we've been talking with James Guerin with Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is being sponsored by Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning. And we're very proud to have Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. How you doing, Robert?
Pretty good, Tim. Thank you.
Good. Robert, take a moment and tell everybody about All About Garage Doors.
All About Garage Doors is a local business that my wife and I started back in 2004. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it's just gone by. We started out part-time, working out of my house, keeping my garage doors in my barn. And then just over the years, the business grew. And now we have an office and have about 8 employees that work for us.
Good deal. So All About Garage Doors, you folks started out in 2004. And this was kind of a part-time thing for you because you're a veteran and you were also a highway patrolman for South Carolina.
Yes, sir. Well, in one of the things in law enforcement, the guys, it's more of a calling, not so much to pay, but there's a lot of firefighters and police officers that get into things on the side, and garage doors was something that I enjoyed doing. And then just business grew. And then in 2007, I left the state highway patrol and went full-time working All About Garage Doors.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, business must have been going okay for you to be able to give up your day job to devote to All About Garage Doors full-time.
It was. I tell people I wasn't like this great business person because – when the economy went down, it affected me also. Mm-hmm. But the only thing that was different was I was trying to make that transition in 07. So I was making sure that I was able to pay my salary, pay my insurance, right, you know, and pay my employees.
You grew your business organically, which is exactly the way Charleston Home and Design Magazine has grown since 1999. And you know, it's possible to grow your business as fast as you want. Depends on how much money you have. I mean, you could put out a bunch of money and hire a lot of people and have a great location, or you can grow your company organically over the years and grow nice, slow and steady and add people as needed. And it sounds like that's the route that All About Garage Doors took.
Yes, Tim, we did. And of course, y'all helped us over the years with advertising with y'all and the home shows. Mm-hmm. I remember going back to 07, 08, doing home shows. And
yep.
We didn't have as much gray hair back then and probably a little bit fewer pounds.
Right. But, well, and the home shows, we mentioned the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th to the 28th. And from a business point of view, it's one of the best marketing tools because we do so much advertising for the home show that it brings out all those people. It's the weekend before college football begins, and so you know you're not having to give up watching a game or something, and before NFL starts, and you know go down, you can talk to almost 100 local vendors and get That's everything right. on your to-do list taken care of, at least get the contacts, and then go ahead and start calling those vendors afterwards to get the work done.
And it's an enjoyable time. I mean, especially with the heat here in South Carolina, it's since they've done the remodel at the Gilliard, the air conditioner works real good.
And yeah,
it's real pleasant.
You're referring to our the six shows we had to do at the that the Citadel, the Johnson Haygood Stadium.
But at Gilliard. Now we're having to do it at Gilliard.
Now we're back. At we're the back brand at new Gilliard, yes. And so, yes, everything is very pleasant in that brand new Gilliard for sure. But back to garage doors. Robert, I wanted to ask you with hurricane season here, what should homeowners know about the biggest opening in their home, their garage door, as it relates to hurricane season?
Well, they need to know, they need to have the security to know that their garage door is wind loaded and it will hold up. One of the things that we do at All About Garage Doors is we'll come out and do a free estimate. If a homeowner has any question or doubt of the ability of their door, they can call us and we can come out and do a free assessment of their door. Since Hugo, of course, everybody remembers, it's been a long time. I was 16, so I'm aging myself when that happened. There's been a lot of different codes that have changed over the years, and probably in the past 10 years, even in new construction, the wind loads are 130 miles an hour. Now, some homes that were built prior, maybe 10 years ago, may not have that hurricane garage door that they might be thinking they have. Mm-hmm.
So if you have a brand new garage door installed today, by code, there are some reinforcement struts that are included in that new garage door that meet today's code to make sure that the garage door is strong enough to withstand hurricane force winds.
Correct. All our doors that we sell here at All About Garage Doors are CHI overhead doors, and they're all wind loaded to 130 miles an hour, which is zone 5. We don't put anything that's not wind loaded. We actually, some areas that require only 120, we put 130. Sometimes we get customers that want even more. So, you know, we also do that. We also do impact glass in our garage doors, especially on Kiowa and Seabrook, where it's required. Mm-hmm. So another thing that we do with our garage doors is ours is all torsion springs. So we don't use any extension springs. I know that's a terminology most people don't understand, but the torsion spring is a better system. It's a system that lifts the door up in one evenly instead of independent. A lot of people, they'll see they have old garage doors that have the springs on the side of the track. Mm-hmm. Ours across the top. Also, we use a double spring system, and all our doors are upgraded with 11-ball nylon rollers. Mm-hmm. That's something that I wanted to do to my garage doors, mm-hmm. just make them a little bit quieter.
Okay. Now, if you don't have a brand new garage door or one that's been installed in the last few years, your garage door may be vulnerable. And if it doesn't have those metal struts in the inside of the garage door, inside the garage opening, but can you add those metal struts? Can that be done retroactively to an older door?
It won't be certified. The only way you can get a certified wind loaded door is to replace it. But normally, if a door that's about 10, 12 years old, they have a lot of wear and tear, so it makes it more feasible to go ahead and think about replacing it mm-hmm. with a wind-loaded door. They do sell some aftermarket kits, but then again, you're not going to have a certification for, like, your insurance and different, you know, things like that you need for your homeowner's insurance.
Right, right, because you can then, if you do have a brand-new garage door with the hurricane struts, installed, you can contact your insurance company and make sure that they know that the garage door is protected, and that should help to lower your insurance costs, because basically if the garage door is the biggest opening on your house, the openings being your doors and windows and the garage door, if it's like a double garage door, that's the biggest opening, and if you've got, you know, 100-plus mile-per-hour wind that's just pounding at your garage door, if it doesn't have those hurricane struts, that garage door could give way, and then you've got all of the upward thrust of the hurricane force winds mm-hmm. entering your garage, and that promotes the possibility of losing your roof, and then you've got a really bad problem on your hands.
Correct. Yes, and you don't want to take chances with your biggest investment in your home.
Mm-hmm.
So just give us a call if you have any questions. I'll be more than happy to come out.
Yeah, and it's not just the hurricanes. We've had some fairly quiet years, but it could be just some of those pop-up really severe storms that have high winds that you can't predict over the course of days. It's something that you just happen to have a very big severe thunderstorm. Well, how can folks get more information about garage doors and potentially replacing their garage doors?
You can visit us on our website at aagdcharleston.com, or you can call our office at area code 843-832-4304, or you can come see us. We have an office in Somerville. It's at 10320 Highway 78 East, Somerville, South Carolina.
Okay,
be more than happy to see you.
Terrific. Well, we have been talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. Thanks so much, Robert.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Krista Smith with Paradise Home Improvement. How are you doing, Krista?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. Krista, take a moment and tell everybody about Paradise Home Improvement.
Well, we are a locally owned company. We've been in business a little over 10 years now,
mm-hmm.
and we do business the old-fashioned way. We do it one customer at a time,
mm-hmm.
and we've been building our business in the area. We now have an office on Cedar Street in Somerville.
Okay, good
Absolutely.
Deal.
Absolutely.
Good deal.
Yes.
And Paradise Home Improvement, you folks are in other South Carolina markets as well?
Yes, we are. When I say locally, we are a local South Carolina company.
Mm-hmm.
We do have an owner who lives in Greenville,
okay.
and that's our hub office.
Mm-hmm.
We have an office in Columbia, and now we have one here in Somerville.
Good deal.
Very proud to say.
So what is Paradise Home Improvement most known for?
Right, well, it's our quality of our products
mm-hmm.
and our people. We are most known for our Paradise Super Windows, our Paradise Super Siding, and the original Gutter Guardian.
Gotcha. Well, let's focus on windows for a second. What brands of windows does Paradise Home Improvement provide?
Actually, they're custom windows. They're made to our specifications in a plant in Pennsylvania. So they are American-made. They're certified American-made windows.
Uh-huh.
They're not something that you can pull off the shelf. They are custom-made for your home. And the beauty of that is there is no caulking. There's no shims. We take exact measurements. We have a gentleman named Ray, and he'll come out and measure your window every which way a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But these windows are made for you.
Gotcha. And are these windows from Paradise Home Improvement, are they for new construction or replacement windows?
They're replacement vinyl windows. They have the Certified Energy Star. The highest, if you know anything about, if you've done any research on replacement vinyl windows, you've heard about argon gas.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 98% argon gas in our windows. They are probably the most energy efficient windows on the market today.
That argon gas is between the two panes of windows?
It is. It's between the two panes. Argon gas is one of the best insulation gases in the industry. It's 6 times heavier than air.
Mm-hmm.
And it does a beautiful job of keeping you comfortable. Windows aren't just for looking out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're gorgeous, but they can also protect your home. They can protect the comfort level of your home. They're wonderful for bringing down your energy bill substantially.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a savings of 25 to 40%,
hmm.
depending on your home.
How would someone know that they need to replace their old windows? Are there any telltale signs that they would notice?
Absolutely. If your windows are hard to open, if your glass is broken, if they just don't stay clean. Our windows have a glass protector on the glass that fills the pores, so our windows stay beautifully maintenance-free for years and years to come. Or if your energy bill is just way too high.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize it, Tim, but a lot of money and energy is spent dollars are spent keeping your home cooled or heated, and most of it is going out that window.
Hmm. So if they feel any drafts around the windows in the winter time,
absolutely drafts, or if you see mold, that's a huge indicator. We live in the South, so if you have mold around your windows, or Tim, say you have a home that's only 10 years old, but your windows are already starting to get condensation between them. They were an energy efficient window, but they've lost their argon gas. That's mm-hmm. a big tell.
Gotcha. And then if in the summertime, if you're feeling any warm air kind of blowing into your house, that's another.
Absolutely. Anything to do with the drafts or the feel or the temperature variation in the room. Or here's another one. Say you have a favorite upholstery or a favorite carpet or just anything, and then you're getting sun damage. That's time to change your windows, too, because our windows can keep that from happening.
Hmm. How long does it take typically to have windows replaced on your home?
4 to 6 weeks. You really have to give us 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
They are custom made. Sometimes we're the hero and it can come sooner. We also offer different colorations. So we do have white. White's, of course, my favorite right now as a design. But we can offer different colors also.
Mm-hmm. So after the window openings have been measured and the windows have been custom made, they're brought to the customer's home. In terms of installation, does it take a week to install them all, or how quickly will Paradise Home Improvement change out those windows?
Well, Tim, it depends on the home. Generally, it's one day.
One day, okay.
It's generally one day. Unless you have a lot of windows, then it can go into 2 days. It depends. They're not an all-or-nothing company. I mean, they will do a partial. Some people only want to replace certain windows in their home. Mm-hmm. But generally, because they are custom-made, and they're not shimmed, and they're not caulked, and our installers are such high quality, it's a day.
Hmm.
I know. And you are it. You're the only game in town. We do not leave that job site until we're done.
And does Paradise Home Improvement do anything above and beyond to to ensure that there's not going to be any water intrusion, or make sure that everything's going to be, bone dry?
Yes, we do. One, we have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. And you know companies that have that, not only are they backed by us for the first 2 years, they are backed by the Good Housekeeping, mm-hmm. which is wonderful. That's that is a full replacement warranty there in and of itself. So we do have our Good Housekeeping Seal. And two, we are a no money upfront company. When we come in, no money changes hands until you're satisfied.
Mm.
Okay? So that's a big deal. Once the windows go in, you walk around the property and we look at all the windows and we show you how they work and we check them there.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the satisfaction in knowing all the ball's in your court, because we don't get paid until the job is complete and you're satisfied.
Mm. Does Paradise Home Improvement, would you replace any doors at the same time, patio doors or anything like that?
We do have absolutely beautiful sliding glass doors that have the same specifications that our glass does.
Okay.
Yes, they are also custom.
Mm-hmm. And are there, what if someone wanted like impact rated glass, being on the coast and worrying about a potential hurricane?
Tim, that is an absolutely excellent question. Thank you for asking it. We are DP50 rated. And if you know anything about hurricanes, that rates us to 150 miles per hour winds.
Uh-huh.
You can't beat that.
Okay.
So, yes, we are hurricane rated.
Good deal. And is there... How are our windows at Paradise Home Improvement, how are they priced? Is it based on the size?
It is. They're custom windows. We're not the cheapest company on the block, but we're not the most expensive.
Mm-hmm.
We, when our gentlemen come to the home, they don't give you an estimate. They're going to give you the exact price to replace your windows.
Mm-hmm.
we go above and beyond because we do believe we have the best warranty in the industry. It is lifetime of your home, and we'll replace any rotted wood also at the same time. So we'll replace the rotted wood. We'll also cap the windows around. Everything has a lifetime warranty. I can't give you a price because it is custom. It is per homeowner.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, is there like an average price or an average sale for a homeowner?
Every home is unique. Different. There really isn't.
Okay.
There's surprises. There's always a surprise out there. But every home is unique. I can tell you over time the amount of money you save on the energy costs alone or never having to replace the windows ever again, they pay for themselves.
And are the replacement windows from Paradise Home Improvement, are they really as easy as you know the photograph in your ad in Charleston Home and Design looks like, where they're I'm looking at it right now, and the lady is kind of laying down the window and washing it, and is it really that easy to wash those windows?
Yes, Tim, it is. It is really that easy. I'm smiling because I love to do it. One, we offer extremely low maintenance, which means you're not going to have to wipe them off as much as you would an average window, okay? When you do, they're always going to be just as easy from day one for decades to come because the type of mechanism we use is stainless steel. And stainless steel doesn't have a memory. So every time you open your window and every time you pull it in to clean, it's as easy the first time as the next time and for decades to come.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Paradise Home Improvement?
One of the best ways, of course, is to just give us a call and set up an appointment. We have a wonderful website, paradisehomeimproved.com is another way to look at it. But to have our gentlemen, our type, they're high-quality people, and there's somebody that you'd want in your home, and they can come and do an active demonstration. They can show you the difference.
And I'm looking at the Paradise Home Improvement ad, and it says $500 off for a minimum of 7 windows purchased.
Well, right now we could even do better than that today. If you're listening in and you're interested in our windows, please invite our gentleman to your home. It's no obligation. It is not an estimate. It'll be an exact price, and that's a price for putting the windows in, taking care of all the rotted wood, the everything, all one in one price. But we have a veterans special. We give a promotion of 10% discount to veterans and for retirees, a 10% with a promo code P107.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Krista Smith with Paradise Home Improvement. Thanks so much, Krista.
Thank you so much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning. Now we're talking with Tracy Sullivan with Sullivan Custom Cabinets. How you doing, Tracy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tracy, take a moment and tell everybody about Sullivan Custom Cabinets.
Well, Sullivan Custom Cabinets is our family business. It was started in 1972 by Nathan Sullivan in his garage at home.
Wow.
So through the years, it's progressed. We started on Meeting Street Road and then moved over to our location on Oscar Johnson Drive in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
We're still there. We have a 19,000 square foot manufacturing facility there where we manufacture all of the components for our cabinets, including doors, trash drawers, Lazy Susans, everything. And we do manufacture some countertops there as well. My husband, Kenneth, and myself and Nathan are still involved every day in the business. My mother-in-law, Susan, she's retired, but does assist us with some bookkeeping and stuff like that. So it's truly a custom cabinet shop by the family. Mm-hmm. So we have about 13 employees. We're right off of Dorchester Road on Oscar Johnson Drive, just off of 526.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, when they hear that word custom, think expensive. Are cabinets that are custom made by Sullivan Custom Cabinets, are they going to be more expensive than maybe a semi-custom type of cabinet?
You know, some things may be, but in comparison to a good quality line of pre-manufactured cabinets, we should be competitive. When you think custom, you should think more along the lines of customized to your need. Mm-hmm. Where if you have like pre-manufactured cabinets often come in certain sizes, you know, that those sizes are set. So say you need a 54-inch cabinet. Maybe you can only buy a 48-inch cabinet, and then they fill that space with fillers and stuff. Well, if you need a 54-inch cabinet, we build you a 54-inch cabinet, utilizing all of the space, minimizing the filler space. So mm-hmm. that really, when you think custom, think more along the lines of unique in the way it looks, and optimizing its use.
Mm-hmm. Maximizing mm-hmm. the storage space. Absolutely. Which you can never have enough in your kitchen.
Right. Right. You can always fill it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's true. And not to mention, you know, and this is not just downtown Charleston, some of these old historic houses that have walls that are out of plumb and so forth, where you go to put in a pre-made box cabinet, and all of a sudden it's, you know, it's not going to fit because the wall's bowing out.
Right.
or something like that.
Yes. When we accommodate all of those things, you know, we template to the walls that are there and build the cabinet. So if the cabinet might need to be built out of square a little bit, then we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to accommodate funny situations like that.
Right. And it's not just historic homes downtown. There,
right.
There
it's
are
everywhere.
New homes.
Absolutely.
that are, you wonder how the heck.
Right.
Yeah. How did the homeowner ever approve this or whatever? But
yeah. So uneven flooring, you know, differing height, ceiling heights, things like that. We can work with.
Gotcha. Your father-in-law who started the company, Nathan Sullivan, he's very, very well known in Charleston, has got so many good relationships with custom builders here in the Charleston area, so much so that during the last recession, when a lot of cabinet companies were you know, not very busy, Sullivan Custom Cabinets stayed very busy.
Right, we did. We've been very fortunate with referral business, and that I would say is how most of our business comes about. We do work with reputable builders. We also do work with homeowners and homeowners' neighbors who have referred us, and that is what's kept us busy through the years.
Mm-hmm.
We look at every job. We do it as if it were our own home, and I think that's what sets us apart. Perhaps we try to, you know, get to know our clients a little better.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult when the markets change, but you just have to adjust to the needs of the market. So there may not have been, you know, a surplus of new construction jobs that we could just pick and choose. So we chose to go after the renovation business. If somebody just wanted new doors, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody wanted us to assist with tile backsplash, we did that. It's
mm-hmm.
whatever it took to keep the business going, maintaining its integrity at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's kind of rare for people to think so highly of a company that they would want to do business with them another time. Mm-hmm. or to go out on a limb and recommend them to a neighbor or a family member or something like that. So how does Sullivan Custom Cabinet, you folks must have issues that come up like any other business.
Always.
and
yes.
how do you treat that with the
construction
homeowner?
So there's always going to be issues, especially renovation, but you just know that until the very end we're going to make it right no matter what. Whatever it takes, that's kind of our motto, is whatever mm-hmm. it takes, that's what we're going to do.
Talk about some of the trends and the colors or stains that you're seeing folks ask for these days for their cabinets.
We still see mostly painted cabinets. White is timeless. We're always doing white, but we do a lot of grays, every shade of gray you can imagine. I'm also seeing a lot of navy. It's very interesting, really custom vanities or neat islands that, you know, are different than the other colors in the kitchen.
Hmm.
So that's a lot of fun because we can have any paint color made into a cabinet lacquer. So your possibilities are really endless.
Hmm.
But I do see mostly the whites, the grays, and now navy is kind of emerging as well.
And is that, does Sullivan Custom Cabinets, you folks use a lacquer on?
We do.
And mm-hmm. what's the difference between a lacquer and a regular type of paint?
Well, the spray lacquer is going to give you a nice solid, smooth finish. You're not going to have the brush lines as if it were painted with a brush. An oil base kind of takes a long time to to dry and can be tacky. So we've chosen to stick with the lacquer, and it's worked well with us. Easier to touch up as well.
Right, and super strong, right?
Yes, it is.
If you you can,
you put it. We do several coats between the primer and the finished coat. So.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And typically, what type of wood or what type of material does Sullivan Custom Cabinet use to build your cabinet boxes?
We do all of our boxes out of birch plywood with solid poplar faces. And then our doors, if you're painting, we like to use a high-density type of fiberboard. It's not your typical, like you might think fiberboard sounds like particle board, but it's not. It's very dense. It's basically a door grade, so it holds up to moisture. And then on top of that, we have the painted coating on it. But we do that because we can route the designs in with the CNC technology that we have. So that panel doesn't move. With our humidity and things in this area, if you build doors, a lot of times you get cracking with painting and stuff like that. But with this special board we use for routing our door designs, they really hold up well.
So. What was that CNC technology that you mentioned?
We have two CNCs. We have one that will cut Corian, and then we have one that cuts all of our doors and specialty components. It's really neat to watch. Huh,
interesting. And you mentioned birch plywood, and that might throw some people off a little bit. They think of plywood as not being, you know, a beautiful building material,
but the best
custom cabinets are made out of that birch plywood.
Yeah, the boxes, we do the plywood. The shelving, the faces, they're all solid wood. Mm-hmm. So it's very sturdy construction.
So you don't want the solid wood for the boxes because that could potentially warp.
Well, you have to join the wood together.
Oh, yeah.
And then it would be so expensive that it would price it out of market. So.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. If you were to recommend, you know, what would be the things, the accessories in your new kitchen cabinets that people just cannot live without?
Well, rollouts instead of fixed shelving, especially in the bases. So you no longer have to get on your knees and reach in the back of the cabinet. Uh-huh. You just slide it out and everything's right there at your fingertips. That's my favorite accessory.
And are those strong? Are those
strong
enough to handle?
Oh, yeah. We
handle
have
like a mixing mixer. That
we
kind of
actually
thing?
Have some mixer type stands that you can house inside your cabinet and then just pull it up and it pops up onto the countertop. We can do those
as well.
It's
like a spring mechanism?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And those are really neat. But our drawer guides, you know, have a heavy weight load. So those are, those hold up well. Trash drawers are cool because you can put them in different places of the kitchen. Maybe use one for recycling. Separate your goods that way. And then I also like furniture feet on the bottom of the cabinets to make it kind of look more furniture style, custom style. It's very pretty.
Right.
Gives it a little different look.
And my personal favorite are the soft close cabinet doors, the hinges, and also the soft close
the drawer guides.
Drawer guides, yeah.
No more slamming.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody has ever, you know, and I lived my whole life up until the house we bought that, you know, with just the regular cabinet doors that would slam if you didn't close them softly. And the soft close, oh, it's just so nice to be able to, you can be mad and slam that thing and
it's never
going to make
slam.
a big sound or anything.
Yeah, they're very nice and they hold up well too. And there's a lot of different brands that have ventured into that market. So we have a lot of possibilities. We do like to always do the full extension drawer so that when you open the drawer, you can see the entire drawer, not try to reach back in the cabinet and try to figure out what's in the back. So.
Well, how can folks get more information about Sullivan Custom Cabinet?
Well, we are in North Charleston off of Dorchester at 526. Our address is 2519 Oscar Johnson Drive. And you can like us on Facebook, Sullivan Custom Cabinets. And just give us a call. Our number is 843-554-5880.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Tracy Sullivan with Sullivan Custom Cabinets. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning, and we're very proud to have Smith's Heating and Air Conditioning as one of the sponsors of the
Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Randy Han with Contract Exteriors. How you doing, Randy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Randy, take a moment and tell everybody about Contract Exteriors.
Sure. Contract Exteriors is sort of implies what our name is. We're an exterior contractor. We specialize in siding, roofing, decking, and windows. We're the only James Hardy contractor that has the designation of Elite Preferred Status, which is their top designation. We're a Master Elite contractor from GAF, which is the oldest shingle manufacturer in America. And we're also a Platinum Pro contractor from AZEK and TimberTech Decking. So whatever we go after and whatever we try to do, we try to get that top designation from that manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Why is that important to a homeowner?
You know, we're a newer company in the sense of we've been in business for 7 years, and we've been able to earn those accreditations in, over that short period of time. We feel like if you go with a contractor that's been around a lot longer but doesn't have that, what that means is maybe they're not doing something that to meet those qualifications of that contractor. And just because you can put it in and install it doesn't mean you're maybe doing it the way the manufacturer wants it. Maybe the business isn't set up right, and that's so there's red flags there for a consumer to be aware of before they just go with that guy that says, well, yeah, I've done Hardy before, or I can do roofing or decking.
Everybody just makes the assumption that whoever they're talking with knows what they're doing. Is that always the case?
You know, I think it is. When we talk to our customers and they search out, you know, that they want their house resided or whatnot, if a guy says or a contractor says, yeah, I'm a Hardy guy. You know, you take it for face value because if you like the guy and you're having a good relationship with him. But in today of Google and social media, the internet, maybe not every fact's right. The manufacturer's websites don't lie. And so if you can't find that person on that website, that's the first telltale sign that have they really done it the right way?
Mm-hmm. Right. The infamous trunk slammer.
Yes.
The guy who may or may not have a license, may or may not have insurance. They're getting up on those tall ladders and something happens, you know, who knows, that people are so litigious these days, they might come after you if they don't have those qualifications.
Correct. And, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up because one of the things in the construction industry is are those people employees, you know, is that sales rep an employee of that company? First of all, do they have sales reps or is a sales rep production guy mixed together? Are they an employee or are they technically a subcontractor? And that's something the homeowner needs to be aware of is if you have a company that's out there and they're paying their sales rep as a subcontractor, which is technically illegal, but and that guy falls, the homeowner is liable, not the company.
Mm.
So they open themselves up also if they don't qualify that company before they come on out, making sure that they've hired a business, not a contractor. That's the biggest thing we always try to get homeowners to understand, is there's a big difference between a contractor and a business.
Right.
A business has staff. They have office locations. They have vehicles. They have, you know, they provide benefits to their employees, which provides benefits to the community in turn.
Gotcha. What can you maybe give a couple of examples? Certainly don't call anybody out, but what are some possible things that you know that can happen if maybe a Hardy plank siding is installed incorrectly, or maybe the roofing is installed incorrectly, or maybe even the decking outside is installed incorrectly?
Sure. So you know, not to get into the specifics of each one, but what we find when we go to houses and we've gone back, I mean, this year alone, and have replaced roofs and new construction houses that were sided or roofed wrong. So the first thing that we get as that top designated contractor is we get consistent training from those manufacturers to make sure our crews are up to speed, that they're constantly trained. We have to maintain quality standards so that you see that and you have that peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you go with a contractor who maybe that's not backed by that manufacturer, what you find is there's not that continuing education with their staff and with their crews. So are they installing it right? You know, and installation can happen is, one, you might not notice it until it's too late. So a lot of these products have wind warranties with them. They're designed to withstand that 130 mile an hour design, which is really important for here along the coast. If you install it wrong, that product's not going to withstand those wind speeds.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fear is that we do get that stormed event that comes on through. The product does fail. The manufacturer is not going to warranty it because it was installed improperly. And so that's something always to be wary of and you know, cognizant of more than anything else is that, you know, when you're hiring a contractor, make sure they're qualified, that mm-hmm. they have the designations. You don't go to a doctor that just says he's a doctor.
Right.
You go to a doctor because, you know, hanging behind them is the plaques of I went to MUSC or I went to this medical school or I went to this law if I'm a lawyer. But In the construction world, people just hire a contractor based off of good faith instead of actually, do they have the qualifications to put that stuff up?
Right, right. You know, even like with Hardy Plank, number of years ago when it was Hardy was starting to get popular, I remember listening to a couple of installers talking about, oh, no, no, the Hardy Plank needs to be, installed tight between like the corner boards, and then another installer would say, no, you got to leave a quarter inch gap. And so who was right in that kind of case?
You know, that when it first came out, Hardy actually wanted a little bit of a gap, and the reason for that gap was anything you put on the house, every house moves. Now, over the years, Hardy doesn't patent their product because they don't want their competition to know exactly what goes into all their components. But they changed it about 5 years ago to where they didn't want any gap. They wanted a minimal, they call it minimal contact. So they want those boards just to touch lightly in the middle of a wall.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they did away with that caulk joint or that gap was it created homeowner maintenance. Anytime you put caulk in anything, at some time you're going to have to replace that caulking.
Right.
So it was becoming a homeowner maintenance issue, and that's what they got with their engineers and their research development, and they redesigned the board a little bit. And now we just do minimal contact. When we touch a trim board, we actually don't touch the trim board there. We leave a little gap as well, and that's where you caulk.
Hmm.
So the only spot really that you want to caulk with Hardy is where a siding meets the trim board itself.
I gotcha. So. Yeah, and, people just assume that nothing is going to happen, and the fact is things can happen. So just do a little bit more homework up front and check with the installer and ask them what types of designations that they have to make sure that they are up to speed on the latest installation techniques and so forth. I've got a neighbor who just is spending over $100,000 to have all of their siding replaced on like a 10-year-old house. And they had water intrusion, and there's a lot of things that can happen that can be avoided, right?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, when it comes to the exterior of the house, most people don't. That's your protecting your number one investment you'll ever put your money into. So you want to make sure the products that are going on there stand the test of time,
mm-hmm.
and that the contractor actually has the skill level and knowledge level to be able to install that properly. Because no matter what you put, what type of siding you put on your house, whether it's brick, stucco, or stone, or siding, water's going to get behind there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guarantee. It's what you do to make sure that you create the right water planes so that the water gets away from the house, so you don't have that water damage like you talked about. We've gotten into some of those repairs and those resides, and that's not a pretty sight. It's a very stressful time for that homeowner. Do they go back on the builder? Do they go back on who? What happens? Is that builder still around?
Yep.
Can they really come up with the money?
Right.
Know, not everyone has $100,000
sure.
laying around. So that stress level is just something that, you know, remodeling is stressful to begin with. The more we can take the stress out of it, the better.
There you go. Well, how can folks get more information about Contract Exteriors?
Sure. So the first thing is, you know, come to our website at www.contractexteriors.com or give us a call at 843-884-7010.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking to Randy Han with Contract Exteriors. Thanks so much, Randy.
Thank you. I'm talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.